rest of the story. May 14, 1943, in the white heat of the Second World War, a B-17 came lumbering over the horizon and hung like an anvil in the skies over Belgium. In the tail of the flying fortress was an American captain on his first mission. Name was Bill. He had no business being there. Officer in a high casualty position. Man would have to be crazy to want the tail gun, they used to say. But Bill wanted to be a gunner, even before his assignment to the 351st Bomb Group Heavy. The shadow of the B-17 darkened the Nazi airdrome now. Bill gripped his rig. The attack was on. The enemy came alive. Seconds later, a 20-millimeter came crashing through the shield. Bill felt a mule kick in the foot. He returned fire. Only later did he look at his boot to see that the heel had been shot off. And only after his bomber had winged back to base did he notice the exit hole of that enemy shell just inches over his head. But from the day Bill enlisted, it was plain that he wanted more than to serve his country. He wanted to die. He told a friend, "I'm going in and I don't expect to come back, and I don't really give a hoot whether I do or not." A death wish, one Army buddy called it. In training, Bill once drew guard duty in a thunderstorm. Lightning struck less than 100 yards away. Bill was carrying a lightning rod rifle, but he refused to come in. Told that he'd be killed if he didn't, he answered, "So what?" Bill would sit down and talk war with you anytime, but no post-war plans. Bill had none. He figured the Germans would take care of those for him. In the 351st, he continually sought the most hazardous missions, took so many risks that his commanding officers grew concerned. "He's trying to get himself killed," remarked one. "He gives me the willies." After 5 combat runs, Bill received the Air Medal and the Distinguished Flying Cross. But the secret of his despair was hidden away in a locket that always hung around his neck. For therein was concealed the fragment of a piece of jewelry that once had belonged to a girl named Jane, Bill's wife, Bill's dead wife. One comrade once declared he's trying to join up with her. And surely it seemed so. Even though he returned from the war in one piece and lived for many years thereafter. So this was the story of a man who wanted to die. The postscript to the love story of Jane Alice Peters, whom you remember as Carol Lombard, and her grieving husband Bill, William Clark Gable. We've always heard that actor Clark Gable was a fearless hero in World War II. Well, now you know the rest of the story.